to his time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Visk, and for the last bit of this hour, we got our Worldview Watch today, focusing in on creation science and the need to defend our belief, well, that God made the heavens and the earth, and, well, as he said he did, yeah? Pastor Warren Wirth of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church is here with us, and the first thing, Pastor Wirth, this morning you said there's this movie in theaters now is Genesis History, and it looks like it might be worth looking at.
Right, yeah, there's a new movie out, and that's the title of it, is Genesis History. It's hosted by Del Tackett, creator of The Truth Project. It will be in theaters all over the place, but not every theater, select theaters, on February 23rd. That's a Thursday night, February 23rd. I hope a lot of our listeners can check this out. It's being recommended by the Missouri Association for Creation, even though it's not produced by them. So the documentary shines new light on our origins, what exactly happened in the beginning and in the time that followed. The documentary is Genesis History, provides a fascinating new look at the biblical, historical, and scientific evidence for creation and a flood. Learn from a dozen scientists and scholars as they explore the world around us in light of Genesis. This powerful and compelling documentary will play in theaters as a only event on February 23rd, and if you go online and look for this, you can find a trailer that you can watch theaters near you. There are several in the St. Louis area that are showing this, and so we encourage our listeners not only in the St. Louis area but around the country to check out online about this movie, and if it's in a theater near them, to see it if they possibly can. I don't know whether you want me to try to play the trailer. There's probably not enough time, and I'm not sure if you'd be able to hear it if I put my phone up to the speakers of my...
Well, why don't you talk about this children's book as well, and I'll see if I can find the trailer online while you're doing it. Maybe I'll play that. So they got a kid's book, Grandma Fish.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so thank you for the segue into that. So recently I got a fundraising letter from Answers in Genesis, Ken Ham, and then also saw on their website a letter about a children's book by evolutionists indoctrinating very young children, elementary school age children, in evolution. The title of the book is Grandmother Fish, and there are sample pages of it that you can see both online at Answers in Genesis and also in this fundraising letter that he sent out. And so the book begins like this. This is our grandmother fish. She lived a long, 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 long time ago. And that goes on to say, this is grandmother ape. And she lived a long, long time ago. Now, can you find grandmother human? And so they've got this whole evolutionary family tree of life. And in big letters, it says, all life on Earth is related, and goes on to talk about how this evolved into this, evolved into this. And so you're teaching children at a very young age to believe in millions of years and molecules to man evolution. And so it's really sad. And then when they show also, this is cousin orangutan, this is cousin gorilla, this is cousin chimpanzee, and trying to show this whole idea of evolution and get children from a very young age to believe the lie of molecule to man evolution. And so Ken Ham obviously responds to that. In fact, he was given this copy by the author, Jonathan Tweet, sent a copy of the book to Ken Ham, sort of as to yanking on his chain. He says, you might be curious about the contents of my book, and you probably don't want to buy a copy, so here's my gift to you. Plenty of Christians think Grandmother Fish is great, but I guess they're not your kind of Christian. Anyway, kids seem to love this book. I hope you like the pictures. And so what Ken Ham, of course, goes on to point out is, isn't it sad that it's all too true that there are many Christian leaders, pastors, teachers, parents, who have compromised God's word with the lie of evolutionary teaching and have taught their children to think this way, too. And people don't realize that there is not a good reason to believe in evolution, the molecules to man evolution. That story is not biblically true. You know, it doesn't fit the scriptural evidence. You cannot get scripture and the neo-Darwinian theory of evolution to match up. And the scientific evidence isn't there either, which that movie that we were recommending, I think, is going to bring that out for you. So we encourage you to see that. take your kids to see that with you. But also at Answers in Genesis, they have a lot of good resources that we highly recommend, including children's books about dinosaurs and about creation and about the wonders of God's world. In fact, they have, in addition to Answers magazine, which is targeted for adults, you know, older children and adults can get a lot out of Answers magazine. They also have a children's section in there, and they're going to produce a new children's magazine that is specifically for younger children to help bring the ideas of the Bible, especially about creation and looking at animals and seeing God's wisdom and power displayed in every kind of creature that he made, to help children understand and come to appreciate that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that God is a wise and wonderful creator, and you can see that in the world around us, as well as you can see that we're in a sin-broken world. So in addition to looking at the beauty of what God has created, you see with disease and suffering and death that sin has entered the world, and that's why we need our Savior, Jesus, who entered, he who is the creator, entered his fallen creation, true God and true man, born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus went to Calvary's cross to suffer and die and rise again to free us from our sin, to save us from guilt, from death, from damnation, to restore creation. So we as Christians have hope. We have a reason to live. We know we have our Creator who loves us, and Jesus as our Redeemer wants us to be with him forever in heaven. And so these materials from Answers in Genesis would certainly fit well with what we as Missouri Synod Lutherans believe about our creation and about our redemption in Christ Jesus. And we certainly want to encourage people to be on guard about what their kids are reading, whether it's in the public library or in the school library or in the school classroom. And it's not that we need to be antagonistic and obnoxious when we approach this subject, especially if we have to talk to a child's teacher or talk to our children about their teacher. We want to be loving and respectful, but at the same time, help them to discern the truth from the error, because this is all around us. It's in movies, it's in textbooks, it's at museums. And so, you know, as parents, it's a full-time job that we need to really be aware of what our kids are reading, what they're watching, and talk to them about this in a loving way, grounding them firmly in the truth of God's Word, and also helping them to use good resources that help them to realize the truth that really science, when it's true observational science that we can, you know, test and observe and test and see and use our senses and our reason, you'll recognize that these good gifts of God used properly are going to be consistent with, their findings will be consistent with what we find in God's Word, the Bible. We don't need to twist and distort the Word of God to try to make it fit man's ever-changing fallible ideas, especially this bogus theory of evolution.
My kids like fairy tales quite a bit. I'm thinking about Grandma Fish here still again. They like fairy tales, but fairy tales have to be believable. And even the mythologies are kind of rooted in a real-ish world. And I can just imagine sitting them down and showing them this book. Here's Grandma Fish. And they'd be like, what is this? It isn't even a good fairy tale. It's just nonsensical. I have Is Genesis History movie trailer pulled up. We can run this right now, and you got about a minute on the other side of it to talk about it. Sound like a plan?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
There are many questions about the history of the Earth. What major events might have occurred to shape it? Was there a global flood? A Big Bang? How did the Earth become filled with so many amazing and diverse creatures? I'm Del Tackett, the creator of The Truth Project, and I've spent a year asking a wide variety of scientists to help me better understand the world we see around us.
Well, it was a story that we all learned in grammar school. Colorado River, over tens of millions of years, cut the Grand Canyon. Most geologists have jettisoned that idea. You can't imagine a canyon enduring that long with erosion. Time is not a magic wand that solves all the geologic problems of the world.
The past is the key to the present. You want to understand why the way the world is today, you've got to understand what happened in the past.
You take the present processes and extend it into the past, not unreasonable, but there's evidence in the rocks themselves that you can't do that.
If the fossils of dinosaurs have been dated incorrectly, then it's very likely the fossils of any organism have been dated incorrectly, and therefore then the geologic ages themselves are incorrect.
I believe in change over time, but I'm not an evolutionist. The shark has the ability to change, to adapt, to respond dynamically to the environment. But there are still sharks. And when we look at the fossil record, there are still sharks.
We've been told to look at a history of the Earth that is millions and billions of years old. Is there evidence that it could have been created in only a matter of days?
You really need to begin by looking at the governing paradigm about the history of life and the history of the universe.
We've got two possibilities, and all the natural history museums in the country all give you just one of those views.
Is there a recorded history that shows us a different view?
And when we look at the fossil record, we can see that complexity is all there from the beginning, and this begs the question of where did all this complexity come from?
An ancient history recorded in the book of Genesis.
You have this notion that there is providence that is then worked out across time in a linear, understandable, traceable fashion.
We'll come face to face with an earth-shattering question. Is Genesis history?
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not sure if I'll be able to go, but I put it on my calendar. I hope to go, and I hope a number of our listeners are able to find a theater near them that they can watch it too, think about it, and talk about it with your family and your pastor, and it can be a worthwhile endeavor there. Now, just to kind of bring things full circle.
Just about 30 seconds here.
All righty. So we bring it all back to Genesis, because actually Genesis is God's word. God tells us where we came from, what went wrong when we fell into sin, and already in Genesis you have the promise of the coming of the Savior, Jesus Christ, and that's what it's all about. Jesus is our Creator, our Redeemer. He is the way, the truth, and the life. You can believe Him and believe His Word.
Is Genesis history? Again, coming up, what was the Thursday date?
February 23rd.
February 23rd, and I'm sure that it will be available somehow for purchase online in DVD format afterwards. Looks like a good thing to get your discussions going. My guest, Pastor Warren Wirth, talking about creation, science, and truth from Scripture, pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Welcome, or not welcome, thank you for being on the show today.
It is my pleasure. God bless you.
You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Remember, universe, our Lord Jesus, He made the world. And He's coming back. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but either way, I'm Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and I look forward to waking up with you at the dawn.